it's essentially been the exact same allocation of funds, the exact same approach since the days of going back to Nixon. So it's really just the same old, same old.
That's Megan Ralston of Drug Policy Alliance's Los Angeles office reacting to President Obama's new drug control strategy released this week. The White House Office of National Drug Control Policy recommends spending in 2012 roughly $10.1 billion on prevention and treatment, $9.4 billion on law enforcement and incarceration, $3.6 billion on interrupting drug trafficking, and $2.1 billion on international cooperation to shut down the flow of drugs to the U.S. Ralston thinks Gil Kerlikowske, the president's drug czar, and the administration are trying to do the right thing, but they've got the wrong end of the stick. She thinks the U.S. would do better to decriminalize possession of small amounts of drugs and send people for treatment, not to prison. She says polls show that Americans overwhelmingly support this approach, particularly for medical marijuana.
So the policies that are in place at a federal level and the rhetoric that's happening at a federal level is really inconsistent and out of touch with what a lot of Americans want and what a lot of Americans need, and really the direction the rest of the country is headed.
Kerlikowske has been touring the country to tout the president's new strategy. He stopped by Los Angeles' first African Methodist Episcopal Church to highlight the Drug-Free Community Support Program, which is a part of the new strategy, offering small grants to community coalitions that address youth substance abuse. Standing in the church's sunny garden with a fountain burbling in the background, Kerlikowske says he thinks local churches are effective partners for drug-free communities because...
As we said, these are folks that touch people every single day. I can travel the country as I do every week and not begin to touch the number of people that these folks see in the community on a regular basis.
He says that the new strategy will also focus more resources on a rising plague, prescription drug abuse.
It was just a few years ago that no one talked about the problem of prescription drugs. Now prescription drugs take more lives in this country than heroin and cocaine overdoses combined. And these are
whether the new strategy will be effective in combating this and other forms of drug abuse remains to be seen. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Melissa Runnels.